What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for us to take our first look for this week, some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. The Ministry of Health reported on Sunday that in the last 24 hours there are 2,550 active cases of COVID-19. 203 new infections and zero deaths have been reported. The total number of deaths is 8,164, adding one that occurred on a previous date. To detect the new cases, 5,113 tests were applied, returning a positivity of 4%. The total number of active cases is divided into 2,450 in home isolation and 100 hospitalized. Of those in isolation, we have 2,425 who remain at home. We have 25 in the so-called hospital hotels. There are 89 hospitalized in the wards and 11 patients in the ICU. The President of the Republic of Panama, Laurentino Cortizo, invited carriers to continue the dialogue with the government before taking action to stop provision of the service. What I recommend is to keep on with the dialogue and seek solutions that benefit everyone, not just one sector, he added. Russia's invasion of Ukraine has brought consequences on the issue of fuel, grains, fertilizers, said President Cortizo. He also recalled that a pandemic is still underway and an economic recovery process is beginning, which does not reach the levels of 2019. The president visited the Sergio Perez Delgado de Montagrillo school on Sunday. This was to greet his co-partisans in the framework of the internal elections of the ruling Democratic Revolutionary Party, the PRD. President Cortizo's statements come after the Western Panama Chamber of Transportation announced on Monday, the 28th of March, that it will hold a picket at the premises of the Land Transit and Transport Authority, the ATT&T, in Los Pueblos. The union demands the freezing of fuel prices and that a revision of the fare rate be carried out. For their part, leaders of the Interior Transportation Council, CONTRADIN, and the National Chamber of Transportation, CONATRA, announced that they remain at the negotiating table with the government, whose next meeting will be Wednesday, the 30th of March. CONTRADIN and CANATRA also aspire to the freezing of gasoline and diesel prices for a period of 6 months that can be extended, and to increase transport fares throughout the country. The ruling of the 22nd of March by the magistrates of the Tribunal Electoral, Alfredo Honka and Heriberto Arruz, who maintain the criminal electoral jurisdiction of former President Ricardo Martinelli, this was on the basis that the principle of speciality had not been respected, implies a clear excess of functions of these officials in light of the Constitution. In the decisions on electoral privileges, the Tribunal Electoral is not aware of the merits of the cause for which the removal of this jurisdiction is requested. Much less can this court affirm that there are guarantees such as the principle of speciality in an extradition treaty and impose it on the judicial branch, because this is not its function, as is developed in Articles 142, 43, 44, and 145 of the Constitution. Regarding the principle of speciality, the United States Department of State has been reiterative in pointing out that this guarantee does not apply to Martinelli, which is why the public ministry and the judicial branch can advance in all criminal proceedings for actions committed before his extradition in June of 2018. That is to say, in this case, the alleged principle does not exist. The principle of speciality, the procedural guarantee that the 1904 treaty between the United States and Panama grants extradited persons so that they are not tried for crimes other than those requested, was once again the protagonist of a legal deliberation. However, it was not a decision of the judicial body, but a ruling by the magistrates of the Electoral Court, Heriberto Arruz and Alfredo Honka, who maintained the criminal electoral jurisdiction of former President Ricardo Martinelli, extradited by the United States in 2018, based on the alleged existence of the speciality principle. In 2019, the Public Ministry began processing a request for the exception to the speciality principle by the United States government, although the request was never completed. The State Department of that country informed, repeatedly and through different channels, the government of Panama that, in the opinion of the United States, Martinelli no longer had the protection of the aforementioned principle, and therefore the Public Ministry did not have to request authorization to prosecute him for crimes other than the four criminal types contained in the extradition request for the case of the wiretapping. The decision of the majority of the plenary session of the Tribunal Electoral on the 22nd of March to deny the lifting of Martinelli's criminal electoral jurisdiction essentially has but one effect: to paralyze the judicial proceedings against him. The President of the Republic, Laurentino Cortizo, threw his weight in as well. He said that he respected the decision adopted by the Tribunal Electoral's Court, an entity that decided to maintain criminal electoral jurisdiction for former President Ricardo Martinelli. This, despite the fact that the former president is charged in two open processes, the payment of bribes by Odebrecht and the alleged use of public funds to acquire Editora Panama America S.A., I respect the decisions. Democracy is like that, said Cortizo, who attended the José Antonio Raymond Cantera School on Via Israel. This was to cast his vote in the internal elections carried out by the ruling Democratic Revolutionary Party. I cannot enter to qualify whether or not it is a shield. In the end, it is a decision made by the Tribunal Electoral. I respect it, he said. Cortizo also indicated that the strengthening of institutions is a process not only for this administration, but of those to come. We receive weak institutions. It is the system we have. It's not perfect, but it is the best, he pointed out. After the decision, which was adopted by the Tribunal Electoral, reactions against the ruling that leaves the case that follows Martinelli unpunished have not ceased. In a statement, the Alianza Ciudadana Pro Justicia rejected any invocation of the principle of speciality as a pretext to avoid the action of justice, especially when the diplomatic authorities of the requested state have already informed that there is no such principle applicable to said process. We denounce the irresponsible way in which the magistrates of the Tribunal Electoral, Heriberto Arruz and Alfredo Juncker, have weakened the action of criminal justice and have allowed the Electoral Tribunal, the Tribunal Electoral, to become a safe conduct for corruption, the organization said. A study by the Association of Directors of Panama, the ADP, reveals that the number of women on the boards of directors of companies and public entities required by Law 56 of 2017 has grown in recent years, but also that there is still a majority breach. By 2020, according to the norm, at least 30% of the members of the directors of directives had to be women, but as of November 2021, the quota of female participation was 22.5%. Monica de Chapman, president of the ADP, that said progress has been made since the law was passed, but we are not yet in compliance. The international exhibitions held this week in the country recorded transactions in the order of $127.7 million. These were Expo Commer, Expo Logistica and Expo Turismo 2022, events of the Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture of Panama, the CCIAP, and which were held in the new Amador Convention Center. Exhibiting companies and buyers were able to establish business opportunities with entrepreneurs from more than 30 countries, highlighted the CCIAP in a statement. In addition, there were more than 13,000 national visitors and nearly 2,000 international visitors who made 9,100 business contacts with entrepreneurs from more than 32 countries. We can proudly say that Panama is the ideal place to grow, strengthen business and promote opportunities among the business sectors of all countries, said José Ramón Icaza, president of the CCIAP. He added that the country showed that it is prepared to receive international congresses and events within the same First World Convention Center. With these business figures, we reaffirm our commitment to present to the world that Panama is the most effective hub for business, which helps economic recovery, said Jorge Juan de la Guardia, president of the commission, organizer of the CCIAP. According to data provided by the Center of Economic Studies of the Chamber of Commerce, among the three exhibitions up until Saturday, the 26th of March. 850 companies from the commercial, logistics and tourism sectors of America, Europe, Asia and Africa participated. And lastly for this morning, the National Civil Protection System, CENAPROC, reported that it maintains a surveillance warning due to the approach of a frontal cold front with slow movement in the central region of the Caribbean basin of the country. Among the areas under surveillance are Darien, Colon, Guniella region, East North Panama, Veraguas, Coclé, North and West Panama, Nagabe Bugli region and Highlands of Chiriquí. These atmospheric conditions will cause instability in most of the Panamanian isthmus, generating rain and electrical activity, the entity warned in a statement. The notice will be active until March the 30th. And that's it. There we go. That's what we have for you this morning. Some of those things relevant to us compiled for you on The Breakfast Show.